getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All righty, here we go once again. Time for Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. I hope you're ready for it, because I got a stack of records we got to play. And that means you're probably going to have to dance or something. I don't know. I get off easy. I just sit here and play the records, because that's the way it works here on the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another week. I got these records. They got to be played. We better get right to work, huh? If you're like anybody who's got a pile of polka records in your collection, you probably have some records by Stardust. Don't you? It seems like everybody who's got polka records has got some records by Stardust. Here's one of those. Y'all know this one. It's the Just Because Polka. Go Stardust there, the Just Because Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another one. I got a bunch of records. We're going to get them played this week. I have noticed I'm getting over a little bit of a cold again. I don't know what's the deal with that. Every spring I get a cold, and then every fall around Halloween I get a cold. It's like a tradition or something. Somebody says, oh, it's allergies. I don't know. We got 6 inches of snow here in the last few days. I don't know that I'm allergic to snow. That's what it is. Ah, I figured it out. There's the Harmony Bells Orchestra. It's the Niagara Falls Polka. We'll be right back. They have it there, the Niagara Falls Polka Harmony Bells Orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It's old-time because old-time music. It's oldies because they're all old. All we play are old-time records. Records, that's the key word, records. We don't play any tapes or CDs or digital downloads or any of that. Everything you hear is coming off of vinyl here on the Yumpa Hour. And as long as I'm blabbing away here, I should remind you that if you'd like to get in touch with the Yumpa Hour, make a request or a dedication or have a question about a band or looking for a song or something like that, there are multiple ways in these modern times by which you can do that. If you have a phone, any kind of phone, these are the numbers you need, 218-259-2985. You call that number, you can leave an actual voice message talking into the phone. Or you could use that number with a fancy phone and you can send a text message to that number. Again, it's 218-259-2985. If you want, you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or if you want, you can go on the Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right? All right. Now, let's go back into time. Let's see how far back you can go. Remember when the 45 RPM record was first introduced? That would have been about 1949 for all practical purposes. RCA said, look at this, little record with a big hole. You can stack them up whatever order you want to play them. You get record players stack up 12 or 18 records, would change your record in like a second and a half. And they, when they first came out, they color-coded them. It's true. Like, if you had a country western record, the vinyl was like blue. If you had, like, classical, you had an opera record or classical record, it was red. If you had a children's record, it was yellow and on down the line. If you had what they called a world record, it was green. And they were not too bright because they made the record green and they made the label green. And then they printed on it with extremely fine font gold letters that makes the records almost impossible to read. Get out a couple of floodlights and a magnifying glass today and you can read them. This is one of those records, though. It's a green RCA record from when they were first introduced, indicating that this polka would be a world record. And I have Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra to do the Land O'Lakes Polka.
Sweetheart with eyes so blue, oh Land O'Lakes, sweetheart with heart so true, from the land of blue waters and climate so fine, oh Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, for you I find. I'm wondering how you are as I sit here tonight, and you by blue waters bathe in moonlight so bright. Does the wind in the pines bring my message of love? Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, heed its call from above. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, with eyes so blue. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, with heart so true. To the land of blue waters I soon shall return. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, I'll never more yearn. We'll be right back. heart I'll never more yearn.
All right, there you go. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. And obviously, that was not a polka, as I previously introduced it. I swear that said polka on there. That was clearly a waltz. Hang on here. Let's get out the magnifying glass and the floodlights here and see what that said. Look at that. It does say waltz. Land O'Lakes Sweetheart Waltz. Ah, well. It was still about Land O'Lakes, and being that the show's coming from Minnesota, that makes perfect sense, right? Right. All right. Let's do one for Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Here's the Boy, Oh Boy polka. There, that's the Boy Oh Boy polka. That's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Sometimes it's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Sometimes they're not lucky. I don't know what the deal is. They're apparently not lucky on this one. So I guess that's the way that goes. By the way, when I played Land O'Lakes Sweetheart earlier and introduced as a polka because I was obviously asleep at the switch, that is not counting as our official waltz of the show. We'll have one coming up. As we usually have also our 78 of the week. We'll have that coming up for you, too. So hang in there. Technically, I guess this one's a waltz, but it's kind of a fast waltz. It's Al Trace and One More Beer.
Live it up and
go. There's one more beer. It's Al Trace here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Speaking of beer, we got that old Mountain Dew coming up here in just a second. After I take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to check them out when you have the opportunity. They are, of course, in Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street, if you know the area. They've got 1,400 accordions in that place. That's a lot of reeds. When you stop and think about it, all the reeds that are in a typical accordion or a concertina or whatever, got 1,400 of those multiplied by the reeds. That's a lot of reeds. That's a lot of weight, man. Can you imagine if we could find 1,400 accordion players and turn them all loose? That would be some kind of a world record, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. Check them out, though, if you're doing research on the music or the people who brought the music from their native countries or maybe the instruments themselves or whatever. They have all kinds of research stuff going back to, like, the beginning of music, I think. But check them out. Look them up online when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the internet. You can see some pictures, read a lot of good history, take a look at the concert hall they've got going there. And I imagine won't be long. They'll have their 2023 spring and summer schedule of events posted, too. So look forward to that. worldofaccordions.org. All right. Here are the Jolly Two, because sometimes two is all you need. And that good old Mountain Dew.
Way down the road, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. And you come back once more, and you'll see me again for that good mountain dew.
Hey, call it that mountain dew. Hot in many words that I do. Well, I shut up my mouth if you feel up my tongue. Well, that good mountain dew.
Sawed off in short, and he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old mountain dew. Still in the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Oh, the birds in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good mountain dew.
Sometimes there's a record that just stands out above the rest. Head and shoulders above the other records. That is one of those records, man. A plus for enthusiasm. The Jolly Two and that old Mountain Dew here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm setting that one aside for later. Yeah, you betcha. Let's do Eddie and the Slovenes, shall we? It's the Love One Polka.
Oh, my darling, you can't love but two.
and the Slovenes. That is the Love One Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week, believe it or not, this happens right here in the very same place. Yeah, I dig out a pile of polka records, and by golly, we play them here every week. So remember, if you have requests, dedications, whatever, shoot an email to oompahour@aol.com and give me a little head start. Like, don't call me up and say, please play this record next week, because it might take me 2 weeks to find them. My organizational skills are famous for not existing. So there you go. I think it's time we play a Six Fat Dutchman record. We haven't played a Six Fat Dutchman record on the show for a long time. And that seems odd since they're from New Ulm, Minnesota. And since I have about a million Six Fat Dutchman records, I don't know what the deal is. But this is, I should show you this record, but I can't hold it up to the microphone and have you see it on the radio. The beginning of this record is so warped and wavy and screwed up looking. It looks like somebody left one end of it laying on a radiator all winter and the thing got all melty. But it seems to play just fine. So cross your fingers. We're going to try it out. Here's the Six Fat Dutchman. This is the solo polka. There you go, Six Fat Dutchman. That is the solo polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I know that we have listeners in Texas. I know we do. Got a station down there right outside of Austin. We're on 30 radio stations up and down across the country now. And I know that we have a station down by Austin that's carrying the show. And I have a record called the Texas Style Polka. That seems appropriate. I see people at a lot of polka dances that are kind of dressed Western pretty often. They're wearing their cowboy boots. And this would be an appropriate song for that. Here's a Texas-style polka, because that's what it's called. It's Jack Patton and Friends.
Lies a polka tune, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live neath the Texas moon, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I danced beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she could know, still hears my lonely song of love. As we danced this polka, a song in my heart sang up my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Got two words I knew, live in my heart all alone. And in dreams I dance by the Alamo with Rose, my Rose of San Antone. Dances polka, a song in my heart, sang of my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know, live in my heart all alone. And in dreams I dance by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antone.
There you go, Jack Patton and friends, simply called a Texas-style polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I'm working on getting the official 78 of the week ready to go here. I think we may have played Jerry Colonna doing the Cow Pasture Polka like maybe a year or so ago, and I must have two copies of it because all the records I've played, all the 78s I've played are in the Dunn pile over here under the counter. And then I got other ones laying around that I haven't played are from different piles, and this one's in there, and I think they must have two copies. So I don't know, but anyway, that's what we're going to play coming up here in a little bit off an official Capitol 1948, 78 RPM record. So stand by for that in a little bit here. First, it's Tom Shaylock and the Polecats, and Who's the Only Girl?
That's my all the world, how can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore, the one that I plan to marry.
There you have it. Who is the only girl? Tom Shaylock, the Polecats, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. By the way, it's not who's the only girl. It's who apostrophe S, the only girl. So who is the only girl? So I just wanted to clarify that in case you're thinking, who's the only girl? We don't know. Well, who is the only girl? Maybe we do know. I don't know. Just want to be sure the grammar is right for all the English teachers out there, okay? I'm going to get the 78 of the week cranked up over here in a little bit. Well, I'm working on that. You listen to Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. A little song going to tell you the story of Joseph Polyansky.
Joseph Polyansky have trouble right away. He's had fight with sweetheart before their wedding day. Joseph Polyansky make party anyway. He's got all his friends now to listen what he say. Well, I told it you, I don't care if she want to be like that. It's all right with me, okay? I'm by dog today, today. I'm by dog today. Yet I love her, yet I love her. This is what I try to say. When she find out what I mean, then I marry just the way. Dog is not care what I drink. Dog is go sleep under sink. Dog is best friend what I think. So what else she asks for now? Well, Joseph Polyansky, come sit down now we talk. Sure, dog, he is best friend, but this we know no doubt. But who's go keep you warm now when night they go get cold? Dog not take care of you when time come you get old. Like dog today, she's got good life, what I say. Then I love her all the way, so what else she asks for now? Yep, I love her, this is what I try to say. When she finds out what I mean, marry right away.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and all his Yanks here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and you know what? The flip side of that record is good, too. So I'm going to flip that one over. The other side is every time you do the polka, Marie. And that's a good one. So I'm going to put that one back in the stack. And maybe we'll get to that one next week or the week after. We'll see how fast I get her down the stack. You know what I mean? All right, every show we play a 78 genuine shellac record here. I have a Capitol 78 from 1948, Jerry Colonna and his San Fernando Pals. And there's some valuable tips for you. In this song, it's the Cow Pasture Polka.
Down in the pasture, back of the corral, we'll dance the polka, each cowboy and his gal. Down in the pasture, where the cattle graze, we'll dance the Cow Pasture Polka. Lift your feet, lift your feet, lift your feet. Be careful where you put them down. Put them down, put them down, put them down. Be sure you put them on the ground. Watch your step, watch your step, watch your step. When you swing your partner round and round. And don't have too much to nip, or maybe you will slip. Doing the Cow Pasture Polka. Move, move, move. We'll have for harmony. Move, move, move. Even though they're out of key. Move, move, move. There's a tune that's sweet to me. They say a cow slipped through. On the spot I fell for you. Doing the Cow Pasture Polka. Sweet to me. Don't spin around too fast or you'll fall flat on the grass doing the cow pasture polka. Doing the cow pasture polka.
There you go. It's valuable information. Just be careful out there, for Pete's sake. Jerry Colonna there. That's the Cow Pasture Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That's our official 78 of the week, by the way. You might have been able to tell that one was a little scratchier than most of the records we play on the show. But that happens now and then with a 78, even if they're scratchy and you put in the special needle and everything, you know. Anybody celebrating anniversary out there this week or this month or this year? Because it's not very often that I have an anniversary polka, but it's Eddie Carosa and the orchestra. I don't think they sing anything. You could call anything the anniversary polka if you wanted to. But if you're celebrating an anniversary or you just did or you got one coming up or you have one happening this year, happy anniversary to you. Here's Eddie Carosa. All right, there you go. Eddie Carosa and his orchestra. That's the happy anniversary polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. How the heck you doing out there anyway? You know, every show we do an official waltz. And although I already played a waltz today when I played the Land O'Lakes Sweetheart, which I thought was a polka when I put it on the record player, I didn't count it as our official waltz because I didn't warn you. Have you get the furniture out of the way. Get the slow dancers ready because I know some of you wait for a slow number. Here we go. Elmer Scheid and his band. That's what it says on the record. Elmer Scheid and his band. Apparently, he didn't take time to think up a name for the band. I don't know. But this is the Sweet Violets Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. ¶¶ All right, there you go, dancers. You can relax now. You're off the hook. Elmer Scheid and his band, the Sweet Violets Waltz, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Think we're going to have time probably for a couple of more songs yet of the show, maybe three more. We'll see what we can do for you. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I don't know if you noticed that, but I noticed that. If you noticed that and I didn't say I noticed that, you would say, hey, he didn't notice that we noticed that. That guy was repeating himself in there a couple of times. I didn't even know that was possible, for Pete's sake. All right, let's do Frank Wojnarowski and Teresa Zapolska teaming up for the Polish Polka.
Nosek is a little nose. Moje serce means my heart. Wózek is the word for cart. Róża,
rose.
Nosek,
nose.
Serce,
heart.
Wózek,
heart.
The Polish Polka. Yashin Kokham.
I love you.
Yashin Mashmi.
How are you?
And Jin Dobri.
Means good day.
Learn this phrase for today. Anna is the word for miss. Boyarenka means your hand. Piase is the word for sand. Bougie?
Yes.
Panana?
Yes.
Renka?
Yes.
Piase?
Yes.
The Polish polka, Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
Powiedz czemu?
Tell me why.
Do widzenia.
Means goodbye.
And dobranoc.
Means good night.
Let's see if we got it right. Róża?
Rose.
Nose?
Nose.
Serce?
Heart.
Buze?
Heart.
Bougie?
Yes.
Ręka,
piasek, the Polish polka, Polish polka, learn and sing along with me.
There you go. That's the Polish polka, obviously. That is Frank Wojnarowski and Teresa Zapolska here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Here are the Hitmen. She always knew.
I tried to talk to her, but unsuccessfully. But after a while, she began to see the light. We dated, we married, and it all turned out right. She always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so. I didn't stand a chance. She wouldn't even talk to me. She'd fight off my advance. Since then times have changed, and now she is my wife. She's mine, I'm hers for the rest of my life. But she always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so. But she always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so.
All right, there you go. That's the She Always Knew Polka by the Hitmen here on Tim Zumpa Hour. We're going to squeak in one more here. We're going to go out on Eddie Habat and the orchestra doing the Paintbrush Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it, Eddie Habat and the orchestra. That's the Paintbrush Polka, and I don't know how I did it this week, but I managed to slip in a couple of extra songs. Must have couple had a couple of short ones in there this week, huh? That puts the wraps on another Oompa Hour, but what the heck, you know, we already got one Frankie Yankovic record I put back in the stack to play the other side, so we already got a seed record going for next week. So we're going to be in good shape when we're back in a week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.